Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to Wise Money. This is Leanne and Garwin Lenander inviting you to join us now as we go over some important things that you should know. Something today that we're going to talk about happens to deal with tax-free income.
Tax-free income is always good. The problem is we need more tax-free income, and most people don't know how to do it. And so we're going to give you some tips today. Hopefully, there might create a thought that say, man, we ought to try that. So, Leanne, let's start out with the first tax-free income you want to talk about.
The first one I'm going to mention is a Roth IRA. We all hear about the IRAs, and many of us use the Roth, but think about what the Roth IRA can do for you. First of all, to take into consideration is when you are looking at a retirement plan, what kind of a retirement plan do you have? Do you have one at work? Do you have a regular IRA? And then if you have a regular IRA, you can break it down to a regular IRA or a Roth IRA.
Which is better?
It depends upon the individual.
Okay.
It depends upon what they are looking for. If you have a regular IRA and you want to go ahead and fix it so that you can also have it as a tax-free when you withdraw the money that you have to pull out from an IRA, you can go ahead and change a regular IRA into a Roth. And do you know how you're doing that?
Well, you have to declare that money as income that you transfer over for that particular year. So one of the problems that people do that is they, well, I've got a $35,000 or $65,000 or $120,000 IRA. I'm going to roll it all into a Roth. Oh, well, wait a minute. You might want to think about what your taxes are going to be because that's all taxable income.
The government wants their share
of
their taxes. That's right. But they are saying, okay, if you don't want to go ahead, you can pay your taxes on this money right now, and then you can switch it into a Roth. And when you switch it into a Roth, what happens is when you go to pull money from the Roth, you don't have to pay any taxes because you've already paid the taxes up front.
But the other benefit of that is that all that growth, so let's say you put in $10,000 and you've got now $20,000 in there, you've got $10,000 of growth, that comes back to you tax-free also. So there are certainly some places for a Roth. The problem is most people think about IRA only, a regular IRA only, and they don't think about a Roth.
Even your company may offer a Roth situation now. So think about it, and if you see that your company offers you the option of taking a Roth, then go ahead and explore it further just
right,
to find out how it will fit into your taxable situation. Because remember, when you go into a regular IRA or retirement program, you are withholding taxes until the very end when you have to take money out.
But on a Roth, you don't get that deduction. So there may be times that you don't want to do that.
The next thing we should talk about is one that I don't think a lot of people think of this one. And it happens to deal with life insurance. It's a cash value of your life insurance. And think about the kind of life insurance policy you have.
Most people will by term, and I am a big advocate of term for young people because you need to get a lot of death benefit and you typically cannot afford a whole life or a universal life
or a cash
index
building.
Life or a cash building product. So you buy $500,000 or $1 million or $2 or $3 or $4 million of term insurance to protect your family if you die. But over the years, you ought to be converting part of that out because there comes a point in time with you don't want that term insurance to get out of sight, but this is also a good way to build some additional cash. And of course, with the returns so horrible now at the banks, the cash values will actually grow better than your real conservative investments.
Now, when you look at this cash building program, they're going to say, okay, but what does this do for us when we want to pull the money from that cash building program? There's got to be taxes somewhere down the line.
Well, typically, and it's very rarely, and I'd say it's almost always, you put your money into a cash building program there with after-tax dollars. So when you go to take your money out, that money comes out tax-free. There will be taxes on the gains from what you put in. So let's make it real simple.
So you have to look at your cost basis. How much did you put in? And then you look at how much you're taking out. And if you do have gains,
that is taxable.
That is a taxable side of it.
Let's make it real simple. For 25 years, you put in $100 a year. You now have put in $2,500. And the cash value has grown to $3,200, you have gains of $700, and that is all going to be taxable. So that's what you have to look at, but it is a good place to store. Now, back in the 80s, it was the best place in the world because they didn't have limits on how much you could stuff into a life insurance contract. They came out and they put some limits on that, but it still is a very good place.
You can use that money for anything, really, if you pull the money out. Then you can think, do I need to buy some long-term care insurance? Do I need it for some expenses? All of those things can be taken into consideration because when you look at the cost basis and you're taking out less than what you put into it, but it is growing, you will go ahead and be able to say you kind of stored that money.
You stored that money, yeah.
Until you absolutely need it. It's another exercise in having an emergency fund.
Let's go to reverse mortgage, and that's a place a lot of people don't even think about. What's the big benefit of a reverse mortgage, Leanne?
Well, you are tapping your home equity, and you are actually taking out a loan. You can say a loan.
It's a loan.
Against the equity in your house. So you are tapping the equity in your house. You have to go through a whole series of questions, and you have to be educated on it. But you're sitting out there probably with an equity of 100, 200, 300,000, and you can go ahead and say, okay, I want to use this equity to help me with my expenses and to help me with my life expenses and life expectancy. And one of the things you have to take into consideration is you're not going to just do it to buy something else, although people have. They've used it to buy property someplace
else.
You shouldn't. But if you're older and you say, okay, I've got all this equity, but I'm running out of money that I can use monthly, then you can look at a reverse mortgage. What you're doing is you're tapping your home equity, and you are going to be responsible for a couple things. You're responsible for the property taxes and the homeowner's insurance.
And the upkeep.
Yeah, and the upkeep. But other than that, you're not responsible for paying anything back at this time. If you die or if you move out of there, then they're going to say, okay, we gave you this much of a loan, and you will now have to pay it back. And
well, your estate or your beneficiaries, right, yes.
By selling the property.
This was one of the things when I mentioned reverse mortgage to people, and they say, oh, but I promised my home to my kids. I don't want to do that because they may lose a home, well, for various reasons. And my statement always is, don't worry about your kids. You need to survive yourself. And if there's something left over for the kids, hey, that's wonderful. But reverse mortgage, you do not lose your home. There's just a lien against it that has to be paid back when you die.
You are using that equity in your home to help yourself exist now.
Right.
And down the line, that loan has to be repaid. You are taking this loan against your equity through a bank, and that bank is going to watch to see when you die or when you move into a nursing home or whatever, that their loan is repaid. And so that's a big thing to take into consideration when you look at all of your assets. Consider the equity in your home, too.
Let's give our phone numbers, Leanne, because we always forget to do that. 651-436-3997.
Or 651-365-5000.
Or if you want to go on KLBB Radio and do a keyword search, look for Wise Money. KLBB.com No, KLBB Radio. And then keyword search, and it's Wise Money. And that's up in the upper right-hand corner of the KLBB Radio website.
And if there's something that we have talked about and you want to go back and kind of go over what we've talked about before you even think about calling us, that's one way to review what has been talked about on the show today.
Okay, let's go to another place. Beneficiaries of life insurance. Now, this is a way for people. Frequently, grandparents will say, you know, I've got this $100,000 in the CD and it's making nothing. Or money market or whatever. It's making nothing. What's it for? Well, it's for my grandkids. Well, you could leverage that and buy life insurance. And I know that you think about that, but boy, $100,000 put into a life insurance contract is going to have $200,000 or $250,000, and the death benefit is guaranteed to be there. So beneficiaries do not pay taxes on death benefits.
We get this question quite often.
It's where frequently.
Or someone will call in and say, I'm going to get this money from the death of my aunt or the death of my parents, etc. Am I going to be taxed on it? No, you're the recipient of it, like Arwen had mentioned. But the estate is the one that's going to have to pay any taxes to it.
If there's estate taxes due, the estate pays for it. You don't pay for it.
That's right. And the only time you're going to pay any taxes is when you get that money, you invest it, and then down the line you want to pull it out. It's already under your possession. And so at that point in time when it becomes yours, then any investing, et cetera, that you do, and you make gains on those investments, then you will have to pay taxes just on that.
On the gain, that's great. But life insurance beneficiaries do not pay taxes on the death benefit.
One other thing to consider when we look at investments and we look at tax-free income is our tax-free municipal bonds. Minnesota is very lucky. We have double tax-exempt bonds.
What do you mean by double tax-exempt?
You pay no taxes on the interest on these bonds from Minnesota for either the federal or the state. That interest that's coming in from those tax-free bonds is actually tax-free. If you sell the bonds for a profit, now that's a different ballgame, but I'm talking about the income.
The return,
because we are very lucky to have double tax-exempt bonds. And in this situation, again, look at how much you can spend, look at the kind of income you want, and then take that into consideration when you are looking for income that is tax-free.
Now, so let's just take a 30-second here. You can do a Roth, and that is tax-free coming back.
I already paid taxes on the money.
You got a reverse mortgage where you go tap your value of your home.
The home equity, and it is a loan. So you are going to get the income without paying taxes, but it is a loan that has to be paid back.
Cash value of your life insurance is when the buildup of the cash value, and that is you can tap that baby because that there's money there.
And you look at the cost basis there. What did I put in versus what I take out?
And beneficiaries of life insurance and tax-free municipal bonds.
Correct. All of those things will give you income that is tax-free, but there's other things involved here, so check them out.
Our phone numbers are 651-436-3997.
And 651-365-5000.
Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts, now more than ever. When it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.